Arab officials call for U.S. Muslims to vote for Trump, Biden win could jeopardize future peace deals. By Deborah Danon on November 1, 2020. Officials in the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain expressed their hope for a Trump victory in the upcoming election, calling on moderate American Muslims to cast their votes for him, and warning that a Biden win could stop further peace deals in the region, an Israeli daily reported. "We have one eye on the U.S. election. We hope for a Trump victory, but we are also preparing for the eventuality of a new president entering the Oval Office," a senior Emirati diplomat told the Hebrew-language Israel Hayom. A top Bahraini official also told the paper that moderate Arab states are concerned that Trump would be defeated and that Democratic challenger Joe Biden would enact policy changes in the Middle East. "There are preparations in case the administration changes and the new administration's policy in the Middle East changes completely," he said. He stressed, however, that there is no concern regarding the normalization agreements signed so far with Israel. In fact, Biden's victory may pave the way for a stronger alliance with Israel, with the understanding that we are interdependent and do not require constant support from the Americans. The diplomat in Bahrain's capital, Manama, added that negotiations between the U.S. and additional Gulf states for further normalization deals were ongoing but would only be signed after Tuesday's election. Discussions to try and sway more Arab countries to sign normalization deals with Israel are intensifying, but if there's an agreement, it will be implemented only after the U.S. election and in accordance with whoever wins, the official told Israel Hayom. He went on to say that a Trump victory would generate a flood of moderate Arab and Muslim countries into signing normalization deals. He warned, however, that while a Biden victory would not endanger the newly ratified deals with the UAE and Bahrain, it may prevent further deals from happening. "A Biden victory will see many of the countries that are currently exploring the possibility of normalizing relations with Israel take a step back and revisit the risk they are taking." The official dismissed reports that Saudi Arabia would normalize its relations with Israel before the U.S. election. "These speculations have nothing to them. Whoever is touting them understands nothing in regional politics," he said. He added that while Saudi Arabia supports the Abraham Accords and has backed other Gulf countries to sign normalization deals, it has its own set of very specific considerations, and the Palestinian issue is a key factor. "Saudi Arabia will not renounce the 2002 Arab peace initiative it spearheaded so quickly. The agreement with Saudi Arabia will come, but in its own time," he said. The Jerusalem Post last month cited Mossad director Yossi Cohen as saying in closed conversations that a normalization agreement between Jerusalem and Riyadh was imminent and likely to be cemented immediately following the elections if there was a Trump victory. He added that while a deal may still be possible if Biden wins, it may take a lot longer. Coincidentally, Trump was campaigning in Michigan on Sunday, which has a large Muslim population in the Detroit area.